This is a story about gene maps or genome mapping not being a cure-all, and that it might actually lull people into a false sense of security, a false belief that they're going to be immune to certain diseases for which they test negative.
That's right. This is a very important study in that it illustrates the frailties of doing testing or screening for, especially in an area of science which is still very new. In this case, it's published in the journal Science Translational Medicine, and they analyzed 23 of 24 relatively common diseases, and found, actually 24, and they found that when you do this whole mapping genome test, where you actually look at the whole genetic makeup of a person, 23 of the 24 diseases analyzed would not be found. Would tell you that they were going to be negative when they may have been positive. It's not the point is that if you think of a whole bank of switches, Steve, let's say you go into a room and there are 1,000 switches that go up or down. The combination, you go in and say, okay, I'm going to turn some switches on, I'm going to turn some switches off, and we'll see what happens. It depends on, for diseases, those switches represent everything that you do in your life. Whether you smoke, whether you drink, what you eat, your family history, what you've inherited, who put the switches in. All those things have to be in a specific pattern in order to develop a particular disease. So when you take a whole genome test, you're not necessarily able to determine all the switches, which ones are on, which ones are off, how the environment's going to affect that person, what happens in their life to switch these things on and off. So you can't really use this to be a broad-based review of how you develop these diseases. It's just not that sensitive.
But where there really are breakthroughs, as I understand it, is in using the genome mapping to see how you might respond to certain medications or certain therapies.
Exactly, and that's an extremely important point, Steve, is that when you look for a specific, you're not screening specifically now for all diseases, you are using the genome and looking for a specific gene, one or two genes that may be on or off, that represent a particular disease or an enzyme that will help you. And so it becomes much easier when you're looking at one thing where you have a really good body of research to say, you know, you have single gene disease, you find it, and you say, yes, you have that specific gene, and we know that from that one gene it will lead to that, and that it doesn't depend on hundreds of others to be switched on or off to give you that particular disease. So yes, it's always important when you're doing tests to know, what are we testing for, how specific is it, and how accurate is it in that situation? And so when you apply that same technique to a broad-based thing, it doesn't work out as well. So it's how specific and how accurate it is for that specific circumstance.
Thanks for putting it in terms of, you know, the thousand switch room.
Right.
It is really easier to understand it that way. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Steve.